Welcome into Trojan Preview on week 7 of the high school football season. Jim Field, along with Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein, coming off a 47-7 loss at home last week to a very good Dallas Center Grimes team. It looked like, Coach, that they were very efficient with their offense last week.
Yeah, I mean, they were a good football team, and, you know, they had really good numbers. I mean, you know, it's nice. It'd be nice to be in the point where they are, where, you know, 11 guys come on the field for defense, 11 different guys come on the field for offense. You know, so it's different when you have that many kids. You're able to focus your whole practice time as, you know, I'm an offensive player and that's what I do. And, you know, so yeah, they were very efficient. They did a good job on both sides of the ball, and they had good numbers, and they had some good players too.
Yeah, it really did. I guess they had all the E words covered, effective and efficient, last week offensively. Austin Claver, 7 of 11 throwing for 139, couple of touchdowns. Did have the one pick that he threw. But, you know, you look up and down the rushing, you know, Nathan Brown averaged 16.5 yards a carry. You know, it's just tough to beat a team that goes out and is able to do the things that they're able to do on a night like that. And I guess that's why they're one of the better teams in this district.
Yeah, and they've improved a lot as the season's gone along. You know, I talked to their head coach a little bit after the game. And, you know, from week one or two, whatever week it was that they played Pella, you know, they've made huge strides. And, you know, I think they're going to be a team in the playoffs that I think is going to surprise some people.
Oh, no doubt about that. And they're moving up the ladder as far as the polls go now, too. People are starting to take note of what they're doing. You know, tough night offensively for us. I was totaling up things, looked like about 89 total yards. I mean, just, you know, some nights you just can't get out of your own way, and it's hard to really get started. You feel like you're running in mud all night. And, you know, you look at Joey Walker's numbers as a quarterback, 7 of 14. You'll take 50% most nights, but, you know, it only amounted to 42 yards. It was just tough to get anything going downfield.
Yeah, we really struggled offensively, and our run game we really struggled. Passing game, I mean, we even had a couple passes where, you know, we were trying to run some bubble and some quick stuff, mm-hmm. and you know, we just our receivers weren't running great routes, and it ended up being a catch for, you know, 1 yard gain, or, you know, not even a gain. That really hurts you a lot statistically.
Coach, can you give a little insight to folks who are sitting in the bleachers watching? Because football's a game of planning and preparation. You spend the week game planning, you're looking at film, you're figuring out what you do, what they do, what can we do that will work against them. And then all of a sudden Friday night rolls around, you get into a game, and you find that, boy, you know, we just can't get anything started. How much change do you make? How much on-the-fly changing do you make to the plans once you get there?
You know, we have to do that usually on a weekly basis just because of the offense that we run. You know, we don't know what kind of front we're going to get. We don't know what kind of coverage we're going to get. So every week we kind of have to go into, all right, first series we're going to show them this formation. We're going to show them this motion and, you know, try to run this play at them and see what they're going to do. And so, you know, we almost have to go in with – a couple different game plans where we say, well, if we're going to get this, we're going to do this. If we're going to get this, we're going to do this. And that's kind of what we have to do on a weekly basis. You know, it's not like we're changing everything wholesale or anything, but there are a few plays that are better versus a four-man front compared to a three-man front, and different plays that we want to do if we're getting a lot of blitz compared to not a lot of blitz. So, you know, so we have to be able to make those adjustments and kind of, you know, ahead of time know this is what our game plan is depending on what we get.
Sure. Well, and I know in a perfect world everybody wants to win every game, but first-year coach, these kids all learning a new offense, new defensive schemes too. Let's not just throw the offense out there. It's new defensive scheming and whatever else too. They're all having to learn some new stuff, new playbooks. Is it satisfying as you go through the year, though, to see some kids that maybe weren't getting a lot of reps early in the season, you weren't sure how much they were going to contribute, suddenly kind of figure things out as the season goes along, and week by week you see improvement out of certain kids?
Yeah, I mean, that's always good, you know, especially when they're a younger kid because, you know, well, hey, I've got this guy for another year or two or three. You know, that's always nice. But, you know, the big thing that I'm most proud about and that I feel the best about these guys as a team is that there really hasn't been a time where these guys have fallen apart and just gotten on each other and, you know, start feeling sorry for themselves. You know, as a team, they've really stayed together. And, you know, I've been promoting since the very beginning that, you know, hey, we're a family, and, you know, and that's the guys have really bought into that. And I think that's something that is really carried on throughout the season, and I think this is going to help us here in the future.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your opponent coming up here tonight, Shenandoah. They're a team that's, you know, they're struggling a bit. They've lost five straight. They play a tough schedule, just like you guys do in Class 2A. They're coming off a tough one last week, 55-0 loss on a long road trip. What's a long bus ride home from East Sac County after you lose 55-0? And they struggled. I mean, we talked about Atlantic struggling offensively last week. They had 57 total yards against East Sac County. Now, they were without their stocky fullback, Andrew Gray, who's been their leading rusher on the season. But, you know, where's that program when you look at things on film right now? When you study them, what do you see?
Well, you know, they're a very similar program to us. You know, they don't have a lot of big guys. You know, they've got some athletes out there, and, you know, they're trying to get their athletes to make some plays. And, you know, I think they've just kind of, the last few weeks, they've kind of come up on the short end of the stick a few times. And, you know, they're by no means a bad football program, but, you know, they haven't caught a lot of breaks that they should be getting.
Yeah, and, you know, you talked about their schedule too. They've had some pretty tough games with Southeast Valley, Clarendon, East Sac County. Those are three pretty good programs. They're having pretty good seasons right now this year. You know, now you're stepping out of conference. You're deep into the season. You step out of conference, which everybody has to do, more than just the two early season games, because there's only seven teams in the district. Is that a time to kind of reflect and to gather yourself before making the stretch run?
A little bit. I mean, it'd be nice to have a bye week, but but yeah, I mean, having a non-district game, you know, kind of in the middle here, you know, really kind of helps. You know, we're able to, you know, look at things from a little bit different perspective, and, you know, and kind of prepare to finish up district play. You know, what has worked really well for us, what hasn't worked really well for us, and not that this game's not important, but, you know, when it comes to districts, you know, this one, it's not as important as far as how things are going to fall in the district. So, you know, we are able to, probably going to do things a little bit different this week, just to see where we're at as a team, and, you know, and see if we can get some of those guys that, you know, usually don't get a whole lot of reps, if we can get them some reps, especially since we don't have a freshman game before this one.
Okay. Well, let's talk then a little bit about the game coming up here tonight, your opponent, Jake Johnson. He's had some moments during the season as the quarterback, but when you look at his overall numbers, completing less than 30% of his passes, he's thrown six picks and four touchdowns. You know, there have been some issues and stuff there. Andrew Gray is averaging about 5 yards a carry, scored six touchdowns this year. He's put together a nice season. What do you expect to see out of Shenandoah offensively?
They're going to run the football. That's what they like to do, and that's what they're good at. And, you know, offensively, you know, you got to kind of hang your hat on something, and that's what they do, is they run the ball pretty efficiently, and that's what we're expecting to see, is them, you know, try to run the ball at us.
Talk a little bit about their defense then, too. They scramble around a lot on defense, it looks like, but also they've got a linebacker, James Valquier, who, my goodness, I mean, he's just leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else in their team in tackles. He's in on about every other tackle that they make, and a lot of them are solos. Is he a guy you keep an eye on at all when you're working against their defense?
He's a guy that, you know, that as we go through the, you know, went through the week of practice, that, you know, we kind of want to know where he's at, just, you know, from the standpoint of, hey, we got to make sure that we know where he is, so, you know, we're making a conscious effort to make sure we're getting him blocked. But, you know, on the defense, you know, looking at a kid on the defensive side, yeah, you want to know where he is so you get him blocked, but there's not a whole lot we can do without completely changing our scheme to say, all right, hey, we're going to double team this guy or anything else. We just got to hope that, you know, our guy gets on him and, you know, stays on him long enough that we can get some yards.
Well, I know at times this year, the protection isn't always what it needs to be. Is that someplace we want to improve this week?
Yeah, we've spent a lot of work with that this week. You know, we had some issues last week against Dallas Center Grimes. They were only bringing three or four guys, and we were still getting pressure on the quarterback. So we spent a lot of time this week working pass protection and, you know, bringing some different blitzes and really working with those front five guys as far as making sure that they know, all right, here's the guy I've got to pick up, and working on footwork and just, you know, making sure that we get things cleaned up front.
Can you pick out a couple of guys who you need to play well tonight if you're going to have a chance to win the football game?
Joey's our guy. I mean, he's, you know, when Joey's good, we're good. You know, because he's kind of running the show, and he, when he's making the correct reads and he's able to get out in space and make people miss, you know, that's always good for us. You know, our front five guys, they need to play really well, you know, running the football and, you know, and their pass protection stuff. You know, and defensively, you know, we need our D-line to play really well and our linebackers to play really well. I mean, our front seven guys up there, you know, on defense are, for as much as Shenandoah likes to run the football, they're gonna be the key to us winning the game.
Well, and we kind of hem-hawed around about it a little bit earlier, but getting right down to it. It's a non-district game. We understand that. But you've got two tough district games staring you in the face. You had Winterset and Creston to end the season. Your team is still in the playoff hunt. What does this game mean? I mean, how big is this for a momentum builder, a starter again, to get you moving toward that last couple of games?
Yeah, you know, I always talk about we play one game at a time, and, you know, we are. I mean, it's a week-to-week deal, but, you know, big picture, you know, we have talked as a coaching staff, you know, if we finish 3-3, you know, we're still 3-3 in the district, we're still in the playoff hunt. So getting this one tonight would, you know, really help our momentum and help our guys' confidence and get things rolling back in the right direction for those last 2 weeks against Winterset and Creston.
Coach, are you healthy?
Yeah. I mean, I was just talking to our athletic trainer the other day about it, and I said, you know, this is, knock on wood, this is one of the healthiest football seasons I've ever been through as a coach. So, you know, hopefully that continues the next 3 weeks.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck tonight. We look forward to the ball game. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
You bet. That's Coach Eric Waldstein. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us again this week on Trojan Preview here on KJAN.